I spent over a decade learning how to become a college basketball student athlete, and because of that, I saved my family $160,000 in student loan debt. Now, the real question is, can I help you do the same thing? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I give you the basketball secrets that helped me earn a free ride and live a full life after the ball finished bouncing. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Playmaker Podcast.
I've been having more thoughts in regards to branding and what that looks like versus sales. And I have watched a significant amount of YouTube videos in the last 2 or 3 days about those two topics and what makes them different, watching Disney and how they market this concept of story branding, which I have not read the book, but I heard that it was a great book, and finding ways to storytell. So recently I've, again, you guys probably are or are not tired of hearing me talking about the financial part, but it's so important. And I know the math and the art, when they work together, that's what really works. I've heard big companies do well with the art, spending a lot of money on, at least when I was in corporate, I was amazed by how costly some things were that I didn't think really made that much of a difference. And that's who I sold to, was mostly corporate accounts that paid for these videos that were pretty expensive that I didn't think had much of an impact. And you couldn't really tell the metrics on it. So the big companies seem to not do well with the math piece of quantifying what's the ROI of X of this, especially when I worked in cable advertising. Now, with small companies, like with what I'm doing, with what we're doing, if we are basketball training businesses, because I have not seen a basketball training franchise, the closest thing I've seen is impossible with Michael Lancaster, but that's not franchised. Small business owners like us, we do the math well, hopefully, but we usually don't do the art very well. And that's a general statement, but for me, I don't think I've done the art as well as I could have, namely branding and posting on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook consistently and having that approach. And I thought about it. It's important. Both are important. To me, I talk to other trainers who are active on social media, who have a significant following, who enjoy that and who do well with that, who are consistent with it. And it's not that money is everything. It's just that the money is what, in my opinion, helps us continue doing what we're doing. So I love when I see the consistency, and it motivates me when I see other trainers and player developers be consistent with their content. I always am curious from the competitive perspective of an athlete, of a business owner, and missing the thrill of a scoreboard where you could see what the other player or the opponent, you could see their score. You could see who was up, who was down. With this, with business, you can't see that. You can't calculate those metrics. And if you do, the metrics probably aren't the most important, like followings, like likes or comments or engagement, which is important. But the bottom line is more important in my opinion. The turning the followers into dollars, if you will. But I know long game, that probably isn't the most important piece. And I am aware that there is a eternal impact here. There's a longevity and a legacy that we all want to leave. It's this chicken and egg game that I'm conflicted with, that I believe I know in my heart right now, but just I'm not saying what it is. And my intuition says, in the short term, heck yes, sales matter. They really do matter. But then use those sales to have a consistent branding approach on these social media platforms, which, to be honest, as much as I like it and it feels good to have the influence and the impact, and sometimes I would say the clout, it feels good there. At the end of the day, that doesn't always turn into profitability from what I've seen in my experience. And again, it's not everything. I keep saying that, and I'm tired of saying it. Almost to the point where I don't feel the need to caveat or defend myself from that. I like the idea of having a massive YouTube following and a really, really deep and wide impact and influence when it comes to helping out that way. It's just a return on investment from what I've looked at specifically with Facebook ads and different videos, testing flyers. I didn't see the return this month. I shouldn't say I haven't seen the return. For example, October. This is October 2020. Spent an X amount of money on Facebook ads, and the return was not there for those who converted into customers. That could be in many things. It could be the creative. The video wasn't good enough. The flyer wasn't good enough. It can be the fact that my audience is fatigued from the strategy of skills clinics. So if you guys don't know, I had a strategy of working to fill all these skills clinics. They have about 30 athletes. We're charging right around $45 right now for 2 hours. And we're attempting to go to every single school district to host these skills clinics. And what I'm noticing is the Facebook ads may not be the best bet. The best bet may just be advertising through the schools and purchasing a package, and in return, having the ear of the coaches who then refer your program. That may be the best bet in saving those advertising dollars. This is me quantifying and auditing every single penny that's being spent and seeing what really has the best return on it, which, again, I'm being told isn't always the best approach. It's the short-term approach and limits the thinking and the creativity when it comes to branding. So that's my conflict, and not really much advice there aside from throwing up my thoughts and my ideas and just really calculating what percentage of the money that we make should be going towards the branding piece. And I would be interested in hearing how you brand and what you do and how you decide to build your influence and your reach in your local community or nationally. If you are posting nationally, posting globally, if you have an online product. Again, I know guys who can kill it on social media at times, and it doesn't turn into much of anything, to my knowledge. It doesn't turn into training clients in person. It doesn't turn into clients in the online portion. So if you are doing this, taking this approach, and you're hitting it hard on social media, and you can't convert when it is time to actually train to offer a product, to make a pitch, and where is the gap? What is it that I'm missing that person's missing? So those are the thoughts I'm wrestling with. If somebody has an answer out there that has experience, side tangent here, I get irritated at times with the conceptual knowledge that's shared from a lot of trainers, a lot of people in general. I'm looking for operational knowledge, for I've experienced this, I've done this. That's the real value right there. If you want that, come to the Basketball Trainer Mastermind. It's a Facebook group that is fire. And I'll admit, some guys, I think, I don't know for a fact, spit conceptual knowledge. But all that to say, hopefully this helps you guys. It gives you some insight towards the branding versus the selling. I'm of the belief that the prospecting and the selling is, in the beginning, the most important, is so important. And when you get to a point where you can manage, you have consistent sales coming in and you have a loyal base, thankfully, hopefully you do, then the branding matters more. So I'm at that point now where I'm ready to spend dollars on branding and attempting to do it the right way, the cost-effective way that will ultimately help out with customer loyalty and longevity. So hope this helped you guys out. I'm finished with the rant and hope you have a great remainder of your Q4. Let's finish the fourth quarter strong.